What were they buried in?
They used to waste the box, Donnie, made out of green pine. And pine ore like you have on the state of Mississippi, and I'm sure y'all have in Georgia too. And they call it green pine. Pine or boulder, some of them were made out of cypress. They'd just make a square box, well, almost square. It would kind of taper down a little bit sometime at the bottom. And then he'd make a cover for it. The old carpenter would do that, and he'd go out there when he got ready to bury them, he'd nail the top to it, shove them in the ground. Well, I'm sure you noticed this around here. That around this part of the United States, very few places that you bury people on top of the ground.
Yeah.
I'm sure you noticed that.
I saw that in New Orleans.
Well, they got it here too. I was saying it's all on top of the ground. It's a tomb they built.
Uh-huh.
And everybody has their family tombs.
Well, the box was called
a coffin.
Okay. You ever see one that was wide at the show at the? They were narrow at the sea, and they got wider out near the.
No. The only time I've seen them shaped different would be the top was kind of wide and the bottom would taper down slightly, you know. But other than that, it was square boxes.
Okay. A sharpshooter? They call them sharpshooters. Okay, they bury them in the. Where was the place where they bury them?
Yeah, the cemetery on the island. We have one here. And everybody was buried there. Now they got the, they call it, now it's the old cemetery. They got a new one across the street because they have too many tombs in the old cemetery. Everybody has their tomb in it. So they started using the one on this side of the street.
Old times they would have one way out in the woods somewhere. That'd be a grave,
a graveyard, yeah. That's probably, well, that's what they call it. Yeah, we call it a cemetery, but they call it a graveyard.
Yeah, just one out by a little church somewhere?
No, this one's by itself. There's no church or nothing around. It's a beautiful cemetery. It stays clean all the time. Everything is whitewashed or painted.
The people who were dressed in black, you'd say they
mourned. They had that on the island. They mourned.
They're staying
in mourning for years at a time. Some of them, old timers. 2-3 years without listening to music.
That's right.
They wouldn't listen to music. They wouldn't. It wouldn't go, we used to say, well, let's go up front. When we say up front, they might go into the dance, or you know, going uptown. Not, they wouldn't go around where they had music, and they strictly mourned the day. That was the day, you know.
Yeah, I heard about that. They come in a store and they turn the radio off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the old time they knew that, because they said the old lady when souls and, you know, they don't dare, they would say the front, she's in mourning. Right, it's coming in, but that ready to go off right now, till she left.
Okay. Now, when you get old, you would get that this kind of disease of the joints, that was...
The rheumatism, they call that arthritis, is what it is, really.
Did you ever remember any kids that would choke to death in the night, you know, they'd get that in their throat?
The mumps?
Okay, or dip, you know...
We call it the mumps. It would swell up on each side right here. Man, it swell up. Sometimes it would come out, and sometimes it would go inside. And also, they used to tell you when you was a kid and you had the mumps, you shouldn't make a sudden jump, because it would fall down here on a man, you know, right in your balls. Which is true. That's right. It happened many times.
Okay.
I don't know why that particular nerve, I guess, would make it get so hit too. And man, when you had it there, you had problems. It lasted for weeks, you know, you couldn't move around.
Yeah, you just had to let, you know.
Yeah, just to lay down with your legs up in the air.
Okay, the disease I was talking about, they give the shit
gas.
Diphtheria?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you had the shit.
Okay.
Common disease around.
And then the thing that made your eyes or skin turn yellow, y'all get that here?
Yellow jaundice?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a disease that,
When you got a pain down in your side, you say you had...
Get the appendix removed.
Yeah, case of...
Case of appendix.
Uh-huh. When you ate something that didn't go set well on you, you know, you'd say it made you sick where?
Sick to your stomach or indigestion or something like that.
You had to go out and...
Let it out, that's right.